Fred Film Radio, Berlin International Film Festival, Germany.
So, this is Niklas from the 72nd Berlin International Film Festival. I'm sitting here with Charlotte Gainsbourg, starring in Passengers of the Night by Michael Ers, that is screened in the main competition section of the festival. Bonjour, Charlotte. Your role, Elisabeth, is a loving single mother and at the same time a night radio host. And there's actually not so much conflict in the film, actually. It is rather a mood piece, and the story focuses so much on the goodness of people, and especially on its characters. What exactly interested you about this script in general, and the character Elisabeth in special?
He is a very special character, this Michael, the director. I met with him. I loved the script. I loved the tenderness, of course, that you could already feel. And this very sweet story about a family. And yes, the struggles of this single mother, having her husband has just left, and she has to find a job for the first time in her life, and struggles, and finally finds her way through radio, and then her kids leave, so it's again something she was unprepared for, but she goes on with her life, and there's something very appealing in the banality and in the fact that she's, I think everybody can relate to this, the fact we're unprepared for the departure of our children, the fact that, yes, we've been left by a man crying all the time, not being able to stand up again. All these little things, he wasn't going into drama, but she was going through dramas. It's just that the way of filming was like in between. You don't catch her crying, you catch her after she's cried. And it's a lot of these strange momentums. And that's what I loved about him, Michael, as a director, was that he was very honest in his approach. He didn't speak much, but we didn't need to speak a lot. We understood each other very, very well, in a very just natural way. There was no huge surprises, but at the beginning I was really surprised because he thanked me. He thanked everyone, but all the actors. He really went to each of us and said thank you after each setup. Which, of course, the director will say, great, let's move on, but not thank you in a such a respectful manner. So at the beginning, I thought he was making fun of me, because it was just so unusual. And then I realized that he was really very honest, and that he was, he was very respectful. So I really entered his world of good feelings.
I read in an interview once that you said your acting is perceived as very natural, but at the same time you're a little bit envious about, for example, Meryl Streep, because she is doing with her acting more about handcraft.
Yeah,
and your acting is sometimes like a little bit like a product of chance,
Yeah, exactly.
And I wonder if this maybe was something that was actually a perfect fit with Michael Ers's directing style, like your acting style.
Yes, but also because this character is not pretending to be someone that I'm not. I mean, I could have my own pace, slow, because I have a very slow pace. I could have my voice, of course. I could be awkward in the sense that I could be shy because the character's shy. She's learning for the first time, doing her job quite badly at the beginning. So I was discovering the same time as the character was. So it was as if I didn't have to pretend at all. She's just not embarrassed to be a beginner, but also a beginner in life, a beginner with the fact that her children leave. She's unarmed, unprepared. She's unprepared for many, many things, and the fact that she sees, you know, she discovers love with this guy, and unprepared for the fact that he doesn't care about the, you know, her breast cancer, the fact, physically. He's just very human. All the characters are really human people. I'm just thinking about this lady that I work with, who says, you know, you're beautiful. People are very loving in the film.
And yeah, since this is like a little bit like a mood piece, I would say that there could be something like a political utopia in it, right? That this dramaturgy of non-conflict and the absence of the bad, actually.
No, because things were wrong also at the time, and I think he chooses to show his nostalgia. Also, the way he puts archives, and we've also shot with a Bolex camera. So he has a melancholy, you know, sentimental way of looking at the 80s. But I think the characters, the way the utopia that you're talking about is, I think he is genuinely like that. And he brought this into all of our characters in a way that's a little, it's true that it's unusual, especially in our period of time where it's all critical and, you know, it's violent and critical, but it was violent at the time also. It's not, you know, things were not all pink.
So unfortunately we are going to get kicked out here, but it was a pleasure to meet you and to talk about you, about the film. So from a film about radio to Fred Film Radio, this was Niklas for Fred Film Radio, sitting here with Charlotte Gainsbourg, talking about Michael Ehr's Passengers of the Night. You're listening to Fred FM, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.